Second 6:17. You may be seated. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the suffering servant. Amen. The Passover's at hand. The lamb is to be sacrificed and all preparations need to be completed. Christ knows this. He says to his disciples, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Behold, the days are coming when the Lord will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah." That's what the prophet Jeremiah proclaims back in 600 BC, before the Babylonian exile. Jeremiah proclaims that the Lord has not forgotten his people, and he will not forget his people. Jeremiah also speaks of the unfaithfulness of God's people, their awful deeds, their disregard for the covenant, and their impending conquer. Jeremiah brings truth and perspective to the people of God as they go their own way. But he also brings a promise. He brings a promise of a new covenant that will forgive their iniquity, and he, the Lord, will remember their sin no more. We've heard that the Lord has saved his people many times. He saved his people from slavery in Egypt through the blood of the lamb smeared on the doorposts. And he's promised a new covenant to save his people. And that is fulfilled and instituted by Christ tonight on Maundy Thursday and tomorrow, Good Friday. Christ, the high priest, institutes and teaches his disciples about this sacrifice that is going to take place, so that when it does occur, they can understand and continue in that new covenant set up in Christ's blood. And it's through that new covenant that we have full assurance of faith, because that covenant is tied directly to Christ's life, his death, his resurrection. Because this new covenant that we speak of is Christ himself. Life that we have and life that we live is through Christ. So it's necessary for us to be put to death in a death like Christ's. Because when Christ is put to death and then raised again, so are we. And this is why Christ does not turn away or back down from the suffering that he is about to encounter. It's necessary for his blood to be shed for the people of God. The blood that can be sprinkled upon us like it was sprinkled upon the people in the Old Testament, so that every time we participate in the Lord's Supper, here during the divine service, we're directly connected with Christ, giving his body and his blood for us that day that he died on the cross. That's the seriousness of the matter of the Lord's Supper, because Christ really did give his body and his blood to redeem God's people. Therefore, whenever we do this, whenever we consume his body and his blood, we do this in remembrance of the night that he was betrayed, because that body and that blood is poured out for the forgiveness of sins. That's why we call it the divine service. The divine service isn't just merely a servant's service, or in the sense of something that we do as tradition or ritual or something that's just in the hymnal that we follow, but rather, it's the divine serving us. Divine serving his people. That is what Christ came to do. He came to serve, not to be served. So we approach this table or this altar in confidence, knowing that this is the new and living way in which God dwells among his people. Because the curtain that was in the Holy of Holies is torn in two when Christ dies. Christ comes giving his flesh for our sake. He says, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. The forgiveness of sins is delivered to us through that bread and that wine, his body and his blood. The new way that God has promised to save his people, and the new way in which he most certainly does save his people. All the sacrifices, all the ways in which the Lord saved his people in the Old Testament were pointing towards Christ on the cross. For the Jews, the Day of Atonement is the most holiest of days in which the high priest goes into the Holy of Holies through that curtain, the presence of God. Our Day of Atonement is when our high priest, Christ, is raised up on that cross. And that's what we remember today, this week, during Holy Week, and every year as we celebrate the life and death and resurrection of Christ. And that Day of Atonement, the day in which Christ is raised up on the cross, the holiest of days, that Day of Atonement is brought to us every Sunday. It's brought to us every divine service when we partake in this new covenant of his blood, remembering the day he gave his body and his blood for us, which atoned and fulfilled all the consequences of our sins. Tonight, just as the Jews would have drank from the cups during the Passover to celebrate their redemption of being brought out of Egypt, we too celebrate our redemption of being brought out of sin. It's out of love that Christ suffers. It's out of love that God gives of himself so that we're no longer scattered around, no longer lost, no longer condemned to death, but rather gathered together as one people, one church, in one body, the body of Christ. And tomorrow we're going to witness the agony and the suffering that Christ bears, which is beyond our comprehension. And it wasn't just merely physical pain. And while that pain was outrageous, the spiritual agony of our guilt and the weight of our sins, all of it, from the beginning of time to the end, each and every sin that we do today is put on him while he's on the cross. And that guilt and the weight of all of the sins of the world is put on him and not us. And that's something that we won't have to experience, because Christ bore the consequences of our sinfulness with the extra punishment and torment of the physical pain that he went through. So that whatever battle it is that we have to go through in this life, we know that it's only temporary. We're told to endure unto the end, and that Christ is always with us. And whatever it is that we're experiencing, that we have hope in Christ and the new covenant, that is the sign and the truth for what God has done. He saved his people through body and blood. Therefore, we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen us in this new covenant through his death and resurrection unto life everlasting. Amen.